Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shishi of Yisro, Shishi of Sifan, Bishvil Shishi, clearly a seminal moment in all of human history. Im Lobrisi, Yom Valayla, Chukos Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Samti, clearly, you know, the foundation of the world, Shlosha Dvarim Olam Omed. So the Aliyah begins, Vayir Adonai Har Sinai Rosh Ahar, Vayikra Adonai the Moshe Rosh Ahar, Vayal Moshe, Targum Unklus, Vayir Hashem, V'izgali Hashem. Again, Targum Unklus always profoundly concerned about any anthropomorphism. Rashi here captions, I think, a very critical point about what was unique and singular about this moment. The Yochol Yered Alav Mamish Tamadomar, Kimina Shamayim Dibarati Mecham. The Kodesh Baruch Hu still revealed himself from the heavens as he was. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, other faith traditions did not somehow appear in this world, forget about even in corporeal form. The Kodesh Baruch Hu retained his makom lamala, kimina shamayim dibarti imachem, but there was a kind of a meeting of heaven and earth. Mulamit shehirkin shamayim alyon v'tachtonim v'hitzian al gavi ahar kematza al hamita. The analogy is like a bed spread over a bed, v'yarad kisei hakavod aleihem. So there is a kind of a joining of shamayim v'aretz in this seminal moment, not just lavolakachas goy mikarev goy, but indeed hashemaam kol elokim medaveri lav. Has this ever happened? Kasher shamanu ata vayachi. So here you see the conjoining of shamayim ba'aretz. Clearly, what I wanted to focus on is something that we've had the opportunity to speak about in the context of Vachayba many times. Vayomer Adonai al Moshe reid ha'ir ba'am pen yarasul Adonai leros v'nafal mimenu rav. So Moshe, of course, tells Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, that this has already been established. Vayomer shel Hashem lo yuchalam lo sal har sinai ki atayidos avanu limarak bel sar v'kidashto. Vayomer lav Hashem lech reid v'alisa taveron imach. You have to warn them again, Matan Torah, again, for which the entire world was created, Im Lobrisi Yom Avalayla Chuko Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Samti, it has to wait, Lech Reid, to give the Azhar B'Shas Maisa. But Rashi comments before, V'nafal Mimenu Rav, based on the Mechulta, Kol Ma She'yipol Mehem Ve'afilu Yechidi, Choshuv Lefanai Rav. Even one individual is considered, right, Rav, an enormous amount. So here we have the foundation of the ethos of all of Yahadus, which of course is predicated on the notion that an Adam Yechidi is indeed an Olam Mala, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, whether it's a Nefesh Achas Miso, or just Nefesh Achas in general, V'nafal Mimenu Rav, Afilo Yachin Mikem, Chashuv, Lefanai Rav. And, you know, we hear so much about this today, and I don't have to expand on it at length. It's much harder to say these things than it was 6 months ago, or 8 months ago, or 10 months ago, because there is the fatigue that has set in at so many different levels, and part of that is very understandable. But it's davka in those moments, in the crucible of pressure, where people begin to say, you know, I just have to move on and lose sight of the urgency of Nishmartim Od Nafshu Seichem, the urgency of Vachay Bahem, the urgency of Vachayta Bachayim, and the idea that, of course, we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu above all else, right, our lives themselves, so that we can continue to serve Him, and how precious not just each life is, but each moment of each life is a Chai Shah. So it's dafka at these moments when there's an enormous pressure to move on, and whether that pressure is driven by fatigue or that pressure is created by Ma'amad Har Sinai itself, that we have to take a pause and say, Lech Reid, Ve'alisa Ata Ve'aron Imach. It's specifically in the crucible of pressure that we need to be reminded and most sensitive to the immutable truth, V'nafal mimenu rav, afilo yachad mikem chashuv lefanai rav. Right? It was easier to say these things 11 months ago. It was easier to say these things 8 months ago, or 6 months ago, or even 4 months ago. And to a certain extent, people can claim now, I think with a measure of justification, but people can claim, and you can understand why they would say it, it's a davar she'enu nishma, people have decided this. There are immutable truths. And of course, one of them is v'chai bahem. And one of them is v'charta b'chayim v'nishmartem od nafsho seichem. And it's specifically at moments when there's an enormous pressure to move on, driven by fatigue, driven by Ma'amad Har Sinai, whatever it is, to stop and to say, lech reid, go back down, v'nafal mimenu rav, afilu yachad mikem chashev l'fanei rav. Everybody have a wonderful day.